A blockade that temporarily stopped work at the site of the new $1.45 billion Cowichan District Hospital was removed this week, as talks continue between Cowichan tribes and the province. Construction preparation work ceased on the site December 2, although work by other contractors has now resumed. John Coleman, owner of John Co. Contracting, said Thursday that he complied with Cowichan Tribe's chief Lydia Whitsum's request Monday to stop the protest while negotiations are underway with the province. The company is a member of the Cowichan Development Corp., owned by Cowichan Tribes. Coleman said he set up his information session because the Crown Corporation BC Infrastructure Benefits, which provides skilled trades for public projects, would not give the Cowichan Development Corp. a permit to continue working. He said he was told it was because the companies and their workers do not belong to unions. And I'm saying, I don't need a permit to work in my own territory. Coleman's company has been preparing the land for the new hospital. An earlier Cowichan Tribe's statement said it was aware that a member had locked the gate to the construction site to protest the infrastructure benefits process. Cowichan Tribes and the Development Corporation have been meeting with Island Health, the Ministry of Health, contractor Ellis Don, and the Infrastructure Benefits Corporation. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com.